Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Cop Update from the LFC Day Trippers on Tuesday, the 18th of January. This week feels so slow already, it really, really does. Quite a bit to get through today. Nothing solid happening, but loads of names being linked, and it's good, it's fun. We'll do this for the next half an hour or so. And don't forget to tune in to the Transfer Agenda show that's coming at 10 o'clock tonight with Keith, Chris and Kev from 10 o'clock. So they're going to bring you all the some of the stuff I touch on today, and all of the stuff non-Liverpool based as well, or non-Liverpool related, that will be coming at 10. Rumour is Arsenal have been advised not to ask for a postponement as it would be denied, says Glenn Parsons. They can't ask, having loaned out a guy today, no room for the fixture to be moved before the final, so a forfeit. I don't know, Glenn. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. We'll go into that in a minute. Plenty of people in watching. So if you're in, please hit the like button. If you haven't subscribed already, please do so. And obviously share across your social media if you can. But most importantly, get involved in the live chat every day at 2 o'clock. As you can see on screen there, smash that like button. 40 plus shows per month free on YouTube and across all podcast platforms. So let's get through this, because there's quite a bit to get through, and it's loads of names. So let's go through them, and let's start with a couple of things that aren't transfer related. Okay, so we'll do the Arsenal stuff in a minute, but Matt Scammell, the commercial director of Liverpool, joined the club 18 months ago, has left the club. That's a bit of news around the hierarchy at the club, I suppose, but he's the commercial director. 18 months on the job, Matt Scammell is leaving Liverpool Football Club, so that's a little bit of news here on that. I want to talk about Arsenal, though. Let's start with it, because a lot of people in the chat are already gone for it. Keane Gerrahy says, yes, Gav, first time in the live chat. You're very welcome, my man. Stay here. Give us your opinions over the next half an hour. Red Steve said they loaned out a guy before the last one. They got postponed. So, look, Arsenal played us last Thursday, and we all know the way, I've said it yesterday, we all know the way, the carry-on out of people, fans, people in the media associated with Arsenal. Over Liverpool having the game called off in the first place because of a COVID outbreak, which was very transparent, done to the letter of the law, explained in detail by Jurgen Klopp over numerous press conferences. And then, when the players at Anfield were quite a strong side, they have the North London derby called off. Now, there's been uproar from Spurs saying, look, they only had two COVID, the rest were injuries, AFCON, stuff like that. We haven't got as much information out of Arsenal as we had out of Liverpool, okay? But the backlash on Arsenal doesn't seem to be as big. Then again, Spurs giving out about it is farcical, to be honest with you, considering Spurs are one of the teams that kicked all this off, and you're now looking at clubs just looking for postponements to gain some advantage or get players back. The game still looks in the balance for me. You know, Arsenal are definitely thinking about asking for a postponement. As I've read out in that comment there, they've been advised not to, because it will get torn down, okay? The only thing I would say is that both clubs would have to be involved in that, from what I can make out, because if you remember rightly, when Liverpool had a call off, they put on record the support given by Arsenal Football Club, the EFL, and whoever else they wanted to thank. So I'm sure Liverpool are involved in this. Now, if Liverpool were to go to the EFL and say, look, we had this issue last week, they have this issue this week, we're okay with whatever decision you make, it may be one of those where they call it off. But they're loaning out players. They're loaning out Murray, they've loaned out Maitland Niles, they've loaned out Balogun. You know, they are missing players from the AFCON. I know Aubameyang's on his way back, but that's something to do with heart issues. But they have got players at the African Nations. They definitely have injuries, maybe a couple of suspensions. So I don't know what way this is going to go, but it's Tuesday now. So you're going to look, there's going to be a decision made on this by tomorrow afternoon, I reckon. Or at latest tomorrow evening, where we get a definite, because Liverpool want to travel down to London. Liverpool supporters will want to travel down to London. And they're not going to wait until towards the afternoon when half the supporters from Liverpool are on trains or in cars on their way down to the Emirates to watch the game. Sas Cowboy says Arsenal asking for postponements while loaning players out. Reminds me of when we recalled Big Nat for one game. Arsenal should be forced to recall their loanees. Well, it all depends what deal is in place with the loanees. Can they recall them? Some of these loans you can't recall, you know. It's written into the deal. So we'll have to wait and see. Garrett McDonald says, afternoon Reds, rumours Gino Wijnaldum has been given a choice of a loan switch to either Arsenal or Newcastle. A lot talked about Gino Wijnaldum, but he seems very happy in Paris, from his social media. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But with the Arsenal stuff, I could say if you're more transparent, it's easier. But if you look at Liverpool last week, transparency doesn't do anything for you. It genuinely doesn't. So we'll have to wait and see. But it's Tuesday now. I would expect some sort of ruling by the EFL either tonight or tomorrow. Early enough tomorrow. So it lets the club know. It lets travelling supporters know. For both clubs. Because like there will be people travelling from outside of London to go and watch Arsenal. There are Arsenal fans. There'll be plenty of people from all over the UK. And in particular Liverpool. Heading down on trains, cars, wherever it might be. To watch this game. So it's going to be one of those where they'll have to make a decision quite early on it. The only thing is that where do you fit this game in? I was talking to Chris Brack last night and he was like, Gav, I can't see a week in midweek to fit this in other than the week of the cup final, of the EFL cup final. So I can't see us putting it off till then, playing on a Wednesday, and then they try to organise everything for the Sunday when, or the Saturday or Sunday when that game is due to go ahead. So it's not only the case of have Arsenal got an argument, it's a case of where do we fit a game in? Because what I think is going to happen is, and someone says they're only have six games now. You know, they've six games to redo. Now, they have got them one called off on their own bat, and people are saying they're doing it so they can get a Chris Wood replacement. But you're going to get to the stage now where we're into the new year, we're fast approaching February. This is still going on, games still being postponed. And I think you're going to end up with teams going, we're not playing. We're not playing fucking Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Because some of them will have to play like that. You know, the ones that are in Europe, where do you find the time for it? Like, unless you get knocked out of the FA Cup. Liverpool don't get knocked out of the FA Cup and they get through a League Cup final. They've no weekends. They have, or midweeks even. They've nothing that they can play a Leeds game against. So it's a strange one. We'll have to wait and see, but I would expect something on Arsenal in Arsenal-Liverpool in the next 24 hours where you get a definite whether it's on or not. Arsenal's under 23 played Friday and they called Sunday off. Mads is Glenn Parsons. Yeah, I think that 23s and their 18s both played at the weekend. Barry Devaney says Burnley in for Benteke and Origi, apparently. Talk of Benteke yesterday, but I think Vieira said he's happy with him and Benteke's happy to stay there. You'd be mad to go to Burnley unless you just love heading balls that are coming out of the sky on the regular. But Burnley will need to get someone in because they're in trouble as it is. They've loads of games in hand, but they have serious issues where they are in the league. Games in hand don't mean anything, you know, and they're struggling, so they will have to get somebody in, absolutely. Vlahovic, loads of talk around him. Liverpool have been linked, he's been talked about by Liverpool fans as how he'll fit in on this channel and in other parts. Arsenal massively interested, but it looks like Juventus will sign Vlahovic. 18 months left on his deal. It looks like he's torn down Arsenal and the only move he wants is Juventus, and apparently he's agreed terms with Juventus a couple of months ago, so that one is going to be it looks like Dusan Vlahovic to Juventus. Garrett says, Gav, the situation isn't Arsenal's fault, they've just taken advantage as others have of piss poor admin by the FA. Yeah, we still don't know the protocol, and the protocol should include a transparency and let us know exactly what's going on, because rumours going around that Arsenal have two COVID cases. doesn't wash then. Doesn't wash. It's not a COVID situation where you need a game called off. But we don't know that for definite because we haven't been given all the information. That's the one thing. Renato Sanchez linked with Liverpool again in the papers this morning. 25 million. And we're getting a lot of this. We're getting a lot of this now where you're just going to have midfielder after midfielder being linked. He's been linked endlessly probably since this time last year. It was very heavy in the summer with regards to the links to him. And now again, Renato Sanchez at 25 million has been linked with Liverpool. I don't see it happening, but the link is there. What can you do? Another interesting one is Calvin Phillips, Leeds. Now, the story came out, and Joe Eamon, a friend of the show, laughed at this, and I laughed as well. But apparently Liverpool are willing to bid £33.4 million for Calvin Phillips. That money is just...
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Just mad. He's not going for anything near that. He's going well above that. Unless there's something in his contract that says a Champions League team can take him for X amount. That's the only way I could see that figure being anywhere close to true. Because if Rafinha is 60 million, Calvin Phillips is up there with him. He's probably the most coveted player at Leeds along with Rafinha. So I just can't see that money. I can see him moving, but I can't see him moving for that money. I really, really can't. I think he's a fantastic footballer. He would do really well at Liverpool, but at that sort of money, I can't see it being even close. Barry says 33 million wouldn't get his left leg. Bobby Richmond would rather do something to his dad than see Renato Sanchez in a red shirt. Kevin Ball says 33 million, laughs at that. Jesus, if only he was that cheap, great player. 60 million plus for him, says Curtis J. Yeah, listen, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. Kev O'Sullivan does say he has to have a better half of the second half of the season to justify a big fee. He's had injuries, and you think he's being rushed back, in fairness to him, Kev. Anytime I've seen him, I've been really, really impressed with him. He was actually left all at sea against us at Elland Road, where they literally put him in there on his own nearly with two and three Liverpool players all around him, and it was ridiculous. But anytime I've seen him, I've been really, really impressed with him. And to be honest with you know, he's played in the England side with Declan Rice. Declan Rice is a really, really good footballer. I think he's a little overrated, but I think Declan Rice got most of the credit when I thought Calvin Phillips was excellent for England when during the Euros. So it's one of those, but 33 million for me is just... It's just not happening. Another name, let's go through them. Camavinga recently, in the end of the summer, moved to Real Madrid. And the talk is that he's not happy with the lack of starts under Carlo Ancelotti at Real Madrid and would be interested in a move to Liverpool. He was heavily linked with... he's been heavily linked with Manchester United in the summer. And I thought that was going to happen. I genuinely thought that's 100% happening. But it didn't. He went to Real Madrid in the end. Talks are that he's not overly happy with what's going on there. But he's only there 4 months. So it's one of those. He's still a young player. He's still finding his feet, I'd say, in Spain. But again, he's been linked with Liverpool and a move from Real Madrid. But for me, it's another one where it's just throwing a name out there. Because, you know, Liverpool midfielders, what are they going to get? And no, for me, it's not a reliable one. But he's a fantastic player. Let me know what you think, because I think he is a fantastic player. He's one of the most highly rated midfielders in Europe, young midfielders anyway. And he'd be welcome at Liverpool. I think he'd do, again, a player that would do really, really, really well. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But I'm not too sure there's much in that. 4 months into a Real Madrid career, you know, I just can't see it. And like, Ancelotti is there when he signed, isn't he? So, you know, it's not like he was there and Ancelotti came in. I think is he one of Ancelotti's four signings? He might be. I'm trying to think when Ancelotti rocked up there. But that's one of those. Just on the Premier League, they've had a 35% increase in the TV rights from Brazil and South America. Disney, ESPN have extended their deal with the Premier League, and it means 35% more income for the Premier League from that deal, so that will find its way down to clubs and be split accordingly. So that's a lot more money coming into the Premier League again because of that deal in Brazil and South America with ESPN. So this name has come up a lot. Sorry, just one more. Nat Phillips. Still rumoured heavily to be leaving Liverpool in January. It's gone quiet. I know it was a Burnley or Watford. £7 million deal. Maybe going back to one of our four shows we done on the Cop update maybe 2 weeks ago. The talk is now PSV have made an approach. PSV from Holland have made an approach. We don't know how much it is, but talks are that PSV are now interested. And that one, as I said, a week or 10 days ago, will hot up as the window draws to a close. Someone will buy on Nat Phillips at the money I think Liverpool want, or close to it. I think if they get 10 plus add-ons and make it 12, 13, as close to that 15 million mark as they can, I think he will go. And yeah, Nat Phillips, PSV, the latest side to be linked there. Now, Christopher Nkunku, RB Leipzig's attacker, links today with him. I know Manchester United have been linked with him as well. There's going to be another few names I'm going to throw out because I want to talk about them. But Christopher Nkunku, very, very, very highly rated. Very highly rated. Keen Gary says the Neil Lang link really excites him. He's done the same as Sancho Bellingham and left the big club Ajax to get minutes, and he's been class at Bruges. His name's going to come up in a few minutes, I'm going to be honest with you. Stephen Norton says, loving the update show. Gav, definitely needs to be a permanent thing going forward. It is a permanent thing, unless something extraordinary happens between any day between Monday and Friday and I can't come on. If I can't come on, I'll let you know. But right now, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m, this is the place to be to throw all our names in and stuff like that. When the window passes, we'll talk about other stuff. You know, we'll talk about stuff and we'll just have a laugh Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. But Christopher Nkunku, Barry Devaney says, cracking player. It's another name. He's being rumoured to be looked at as a possible replacement for Sadio Mane. Okay. Keen Gary says Nkunku looks a proper player. Could definitely see us being in for him. And Dicko reckons the only reason we spend big in the summer is Salah goes. We'll have to wait and see. Ali says Nkunku can play across the front three. What a player. He has 9 goals and 7 assists in 19 games this season, says Gary McDonald. Yeah, this is the rumour around him is that he could be coming in as the future replacement for Sadio Mane. Okay, he has got impressive numbers at Leipzig. There will be teams after him, there's no doubt about that. Liverpool have a decent relationship with Leipzig, and we'll have to wait and see. But his name, along with others, like, and I titled this show kicking transfers down the road, because there's loads of these names being coming out, and we did spot it last week where it's like, oh, too difficult to do in January, but maybe one for the summer. And you know, oh, there's a couple of bits from The Athletic. James Pearce has a piece out today, and basically it looks like everyone has given up on Liverpool doing anything in January, and that'll annoy some people. And they're mentioning names again for the summer, and this happened last January, and then we got to the summer and loads of names were mentioned, and we signed one. We signed a really good one, but we signed one when people wanted more than that. And you know, it probably would have been fair to ask for at least one more. MC says, Gav, don't get me excited. Nkunku was my guy. Really, really likes him. Kev O'Sullivan, can play midfield three or on the wing. Really kicked on this season. I like Nkunku. Baller, says Red MV. From what I've seen him in the Champions League games, really looks good. Another right RB product. Another one from the RB product line, says Barry Devaney. So, his name is definitely out there, but it's been out there with a couple of clubs. You know, and I've kind of had a look today, and he's been linked with a few clubs, Liverpool the latest one. And it's just history repeating itself for me. The more names I see come out, especially this week, the more I just see it as history repeating itself on last January. Now, we done two deals at the end of last January, but they were pure panic, you know, in Quebec and Davis. And I think we're kicking it down the road into the summer. And when it comes to the summer, we're going to have, like, if I write all these names down that are being, you know, possibly in the summer. You probably have about 25 of them. So what the Athletic have said is that Bowen off West Ham, who again was a summer talk of him being on a list in the summer, Marcus Thuram, Noah Lang, Amir Guiri, I hope I have that right, Christopher Nkunku, Cody Gakpo, and Sulemana. They're all names that are being thrown around in an Athletic piece today, with basically these are the list of players that Liverpool like. They like the age profile, the high ceilings that they have, the prices they could be got at. Now, I've no problem with them going for them players if that's what they believe in, because they've been really good in the players that they brought in on the whole. Okay. But again, we're just getting a load of names thrown at us here, and there's nothing behind it. Like, Liverpool haven't picked up the phone to the Athletic and went, listen, here's all the names we're looking at. Simply hasn't happened. Okay. Captain Sal says, linked to everyone but known, by known, that's us. Keen says, I'm convinced we bring in four in the summer. FSG will know how important it is to refresh this squad. I think it is important to refresh the squad without getting absolutely like hyperbole about it. It definitely does need refreshing. But, and I've no issue with that list, them names, if they were actually on a list. But I just look at it and go, that's a lot of names. And, to, you know, the profile of them, you know, to me is just a case of a load of names. And throw them out there and see what happens. Because trust me, I've notes of every show I've done here for the last 2.5 weeks. And I wrote down every name that Liverpool have been linked with in January or come the summer, as they say. You'd be lucky to get two of them. Any truth in the rumours are club leaks nothing and these journalists are just making shit up. I think Liverpool are so tight in what they give out in information. It's untrue. I genuinely do. I actually see journals that used to talk an awful lot about Liverpool have stopped talking about them because I don't think they have anything to talk about. And there's numerous journals I feel are being like that. And maybe they've just gone, there's nothing coming out of there. Move on. Go and get our information somewhere else. Because at the end of the day, they have to do their job. And their job is to report on, at this time of year, transfer rumours, you know, little bits to get off clubs and stuff. And if you're getting nothing, why would you be sitting around? You know what I mean? If you like to be driving a taxi and just sitting on a back road somewhere hoping someone will fucking come over and look for to give you a lift somewhere, it just doesn't work. Gav, you'd have an autobiography with the amount of players you've been linked with, says MC. Jules Cundy has been linked with Liverpool for 75 million in the summer. That's a mad one. That's probably the maddest one I've seen, because I just think he has Chelsea written all over. Kat would love to get Joe Felix. He's a baller. Yeah, listen, it's one of those. James Pearce has done an interesting one today as well, and he says Liverpool will look to enhance their attacking options in the summer. 25 or under, with high ceilings. That matches up with the Athletic piece that's come out. With the names that you've seen, you know, they all tie in together. It might be the one article I've just seen, that the Athletic report on these names, and Pearce with this kind of, James Pearce with this kind of quote. So it's, for me, it's just one of those where we read all the names. I like talking about players because, listen, I'm self-confessed. I watch a bit of football. I watch a lot, all of Liverpool. I watch a decent bit of Premier League. I watch a bit of European football, Champions League, a bit of Europa League. I like the African nations at the minute. And I see players the odd time. I don't religiously watch football all day, every day. I just don't. So there's players that will come along, and I go, oh, his name, and I go and have a look at him. And that's where I rely on this chat and the lads from the podcast, where they go, yeah, he's good. You know, Shawnee, Keith, Chris, Kev, they all kind of know their stuff when it comes to it, and they'll tell you what they're like or what they're not like. So, but to me, if you had two players that came out in an article, you go, you know what, there might be something in that. You know, we've got one name and we've put one name with it because they're similar. But when you have 5, 6, 7 names, you're like, oh, lads, there's a database going on here. But I do kind of agree with James Pearce that they'll enhance in the summer with their attacking options. And they will look for someone like in that mould, 25 and under, decent price, really high ceiling, someone that will really push on. And like I said, it's a key transfer. It's a key transfer because in a year's time, you're going to be looking for this player to be really up there and literally a 14 player for me. You know, and what I mean by that is you know, not a backup, someone that you absolutely have no problem sticking in your first team come the start of within a year getting to the club. Van Dijk killed leak rumours, now just about people looking for clicks, not facts. Yeah, the Van Dijk stuff hurt everyone. Let me see. You can tell who is and who isn't subscribed to The Athletic. I don't know. I'm not. I just pick up these little bits and pieces that I see. You have a good team of scouts, Gavs, is Dynamo Kev. Yeah, the lads do watch an awful lot of football. They watch more than me. And I rely on looking at a player when I hear the name. There's definitely YouTube compilations with deadly dance music, and then looking at some stats on them and talking to other people about them, because other people see them more than me. That's how it goes. The Bissouma name I see in there, Bissouma apparently won't go in the January window. It'll come to the summer when he's a year left, and Brighton are hoping for a bit of an auction on him, so it'll all depend on where he wants to play. But like I said, the transfer agenda show tonight at 10 o'clock, the lads are going to cover some of this Liverpool stuff and lots more of other clubs and other players, so make sure you check that out. I'm going to leg it 25 minutes in. I'm going to head, but Fala FIFA Pro voted third, which is ridiculous. But well done to Mo Salah getting third. Should have been higher, but what can you do? Before I go though, I did mention our golf day coming up in June. Now, a lot of people are not interested in golf. That's absolutely no problem. We've 32 spots for that day. They're nearly filled, to be honest with you. I released it last night and they're nearly filled. I've had a couple of inquiries waiting for people to come back. But the big thing for us is that we've chosen a charity to work with over the next couple of months towards raising money, and the golf day will be the culmination of all this. It's a really good charity that I'm not going to talk about yet, because we're just waiting on final confirmation to go ahead with this. But what we will ask is that over the next 6 months, we're going to be quite heavy on the promotion of this golf day, and more so this charity. So over the next 6 months, you are going to see stuff on screen, you're going to see stuff on our social media, you're going to see stuff in our show descriptions, and we're going to be looking for people to donate towards this charity. And I hope yous will support us. In fairness, whatever we've done before, you've absolutely supported us like to the hilt. So I hope we can do it again. And as I said, this is the next thing we're going to do to look charity wise. And the golf day is the culmination of it all, and people will get a day out, and we'll do raffles, and we'll do whatever we can to raise money for this charity. But over the next 6 months, we're going to be really trying to help this charity in whatever way we can, and I hope that you can. I'm hoping that you can support us. Can those of us that don't play golf come and have points with you after? Yeah, absolutely can. Yeah, you absolutely can. If we'll sort that part of it out as soon as we have the actual golf sorted out, but we'll sort that out as soon as we possibly can. Any news on Sienna? She's doing great. I think she started her physio in Ireland now and walking towards big school in September, so it's all good there at the moment, Cal. Right, I'm gonna go. I enjoyed that. Loads of names, loads of links, nothing solid. We're doing everything in the summer. 14 players coming in the summer, all midfielders and maybe one winger by the looks of it. So yeah, that's it. Thanks a million for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure as always. And as I said, the transfer agenda show tonight, 10 p.m. Kev, Keith, Chris, talking all things transfers. Bring whatever you can. If you have stuff that they don't have, absolutely bring it. And the lads will discuss it for 90 minutes or so. I'm saying that because every time them fuckers get on, 2.5 hours later, I'm sitting waiting. 2.5 hours I'm waiting to edit, and I'm literally texting going, lads, will you give it over? So I've put 90 minutes on them. There will be points afterwards for the golf day, but as I said, that is being organised after we get the golf sorted. We'll definitely get the golf sorted. We're definitely going to have hotels where they'll try to give us a special rate for people that want to stay over, and we're definitely looking at a night out with entertainment and bits and pieces on the night. So there's loads to go into it, but the main thing we can ask from you is get involved with this charity when we start it up, and help us and see how much we can get raised for this charity in the next 6 months before we all go out and make fools of ourselves playing golf. That is it. That has been the Cop Update. Talk to you in a bit. Over and out. Sports
Social Podcast Network.